Parliamentary, the New South Wales Parliamentary Inquiry into the floods wrapped up yesterday in Sydney, and certainly our Resilience Commissioner in New South Wales, Shane Fitzsimmons, copped a bit of a grilling from all sorts of people, including my next guest, who's Shooters, Fishers and Farmers MLC for New South Wales, and that's Mark Banasiak, who's on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Richard. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, thanks for your time this morning. Yeah, the inquiry wrapped up yesterday, and I mentioned to you off-air, Shane Fitzsimmons, our Resilience Commissioner, copped a bit of a grilling. Some people suggesting that, what the heck does the Resilience Commission do, and do we really need it? Your thoughts on that, Mark? You were there yesterday. You've been a part of this inquiry.
Yeah, look, I would share those thoughts. It was certainly the flavour of evidence we received all around the Northern Rivers and also in the Windsor area too when we went out there and from the submissions as well. There was a mixture of sort of feelings about Resilience New South Wales. They were like, it was either they weren't there on the ground, they couldn't be identified, or when they were there, they were more of a hindrance and people just wanted them to be out of the way. So it was a bit of a concern. So yesterday was about obviously wrapping up, but also giving the emergency agencies a chance to put their cards on the table and explain their side of it, which they did to a certain degree. But
right,
there was still a lot of questions left hanging, particularly about what does Resilience New South Wales actually do? Are they doing it any better than what other agencies have done in the past for past disasters?
Yes, is it almost a superfluous agency? I think it might have been you suggesting they're a bit of a 9-to-5 crowd.
Yeah, look, I can't claim that one. That was from the chair. It was a good grab, but that was exactly taken straight from the evidence that we heard. That was the impression up in the Northern Rivers. It's 5 o'clock. Time the clock off.
Yeah.
And obviously there's work health and safety issues that they need to abide by. But you had a principal from Xavier's College, going non-stop. He was essentially running the Ballina Hospital out of his school.
Yeah.
He wasn't knocking off at 9-to-5. So where was the support for him and his staff?
Yeah. Okay. Now, and one of the other things that was highlighted, I think, yesterday was the fact that the government's made a lot of money available, but agencies have been a little slow in distributing that. That was certainly highlighted yesterday too, Mark.
Yes, it was. I think the figure we came back to at the end was about 7% of the grants have been dished out. And the Commissioner Fitzsimmons was at great lengths to tell me how that was somehow better performance than under previous regimes.
Yeah. All right. Now, look, the other issue, and I do say we're going to hear a lot more about that. It's certainly a long way from being over. The other issue, and it's a meeting that's on tonight in my neck of the woods at Wall's End Diggers Club, and it's all about the government's proposed taxi industry reforms, which is going to be the focus. You will be there, also representatives of the Taxi Owners Small Business Association and the New South Wales Taxi Council. And I know we have a lot of cab drivers that are listeners. It was in September of last year that Transport for New South Wales announced that all existing taxi licences are going to be cancelled this year. When, in fact, will they be cancelled, Mark?
Well, we don't know because they received a massive backlash from the industry and also politically. When they announced that, it was off the back of essentially a plagiarised report from Victoria. They paid Sue Baker-Finch exorbitant amounts of money to essentially plagiarise that report. And so they've sort of backed away from that and said that they want to go back to the drawing board. And now we've got one of the four transport ministers saying, oh, I want to be a bit more generous with the compensation as well. And so we're waiting to see when that happens, and also waiting to see when the compensation, if any, comes as well. We're getting murmurs that the Treasury might have approved the Minister's generosity.
Okay. So when the announcement was made, as I understand it, the idea was that the licences would be cancelled and then operators could then lease back their licence for an annual fee. But from what you're saying, that's all sort of in suspended motion at the moment. It's not exactly anything set in concrete. Is that right?
Yeah, well, that's, we haven't heard anything set in concrete, and when I say we, I'm talking about myself and the industry. We're working towards a better model, and we have been working towards that model that includes fair compensation using the passenger service levy, but then a proper re-regulation to even the keel between the taxi drivers and the rideshare drivers, because at the moment there is a very uneven slant towards rideshare operators. So our plan is to essentially even that keel with legislation and regulation, and allow essentially a fair market to continue.
Okay, my guest Mark Banasiak, who's an upper house state member here in New South Wales for the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party, who's part of that flood inquiry, which wrapped up yesterday in Sydney, and also will be in attendance at a meeting tonight at Wall's End Diggers in my neck of the woods. Taxi Owners, Small Business Association are going to be represented, the Taxi Council of New South Wales, and a number of pollies, including Mark. Does your party have a proposal? Have you put forward any plan here for cab drivers going forward, Mark?
Yeah, well, exactly. We've been working with the industry for quite some time now. They came to us before the last election, and we've been campaigning with them to, A, get fair compensation, and we've got the modelling, we've got the data to show how that could be done without a cost to the taxpayer, and we've also got the plan to re-legislate, and we've got that legislation being drafted at the moment, so we'll be going back and forward with the industry, with the drafters, to make sure we get it right, because we don't want to be back here again in 5 years.
Sure. Okay.
When we haven't fixed the problem.
Okay. And look, I've got to say, I caught a cab for the first time a couple of weeks ago, and I was most impressed. I dialed the 13 cabs, and it's much the same as Uber now. You get a text, you get a phone call, and I only had to wait a few minutes. I was impressed. So I think cabs have certainly lifted their game. Mind you, they have to be competitive. What time does the meeting get underway tonight, do you know?
Yeah, it starts from about 6:30 and goes to about 8:30. Obviously, we'll leave a lot of time for the discussion at the end. If people just want to hang around and have a chat, I'm free. And I think it's important to note on that point you make that about the 1-3 cabs app. When rideshare was first operating illegally, the ACCC actually stopped taxi companies from developing their own app. They said it was anti-competitive. Go figure.
All right, and obviously, you know, you'd like as many in the industry there tonight and get their views and maybe answer plenty of questions as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Come have a chat. We've been talking to the industry for quite some time, but it's always great to meet cabbies on the ground.
All right, good on you. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Mark. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Richard.
Mark Banasiak from the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party is an upper house member here in New South Wales. That meeting for cabbies getting underway at 6:30 tonight in my neck of the woods at Wall's End Diggers.